Where do you want to do it?
We can do it right here.
Right here.
All right, Josh. Obviously, you talked, you know, in the offseason about the shooting and the shooting and the shooting, and it's now starting to come to life. Is this sort of the, what you expected on the high end of a night where you guys get hot?
Look, it was a heck of an offensive game. Just the way we moved the ball, 27 assists on 35 made field goals. Miles Kelly at 30. Debo Coleman, I thought, was just great the way he played and defensively executing the game plan. Javon Franklin, the fifth triple-double in school history. We had the most threes made in the history of Georgia Tech. So we just, and I went in the game and said we might shoot 53s. And we were close. I said, we can go 18 for 50. We got a chance to win the game. Going to go on 18 for 40. I thought defensively we did a great job on Gerard. You know, he had 11 points on 10 shots. So I just thought defensively we executed the game plan on how we played. Just a great win overall. I mean, I'm just so proud of our young men. Look, Kelly, you know how it was. And we had a tough month in January. I mean, we beat Miami. You think that we're going to turn the corner. We just didn't play well, but we're coming together, playing the right way. Great to get a road win in the ACC. It just continues to validate that we've improved and we've gotten better.
With Gerard, he killed you guys in Atlanta. What was the adjustment that you guys made, or was it just better defense?
We made some adjustments, and it worked. So I'm proud of our guys, the adjustments we made. Then the guys got to go on the floor and execute them, and they executed them, and that's allowed us to get the win.
You know what was interesting? I thought maybe a turning point was at the end of the half. Javon gets the putback and then hits a shot right before the buzzer to end their run. They'd cut into your lead and then stretched it back out.
I thought multiple times they tried to make some runs and we stopped the run, whether it was through defense. You know, we held them to 23% from the 3-point line. You know, that was a big deal of us taking the three out. But we answered the bell every time they tried to make a run scored the ball. We just, you know, we're on fire. I hope we can keep doing that on Saturday and in the Greensboro, but this is a special game to win on the road at Syracuse. That's hard to do. And we were just outstanding offensively.
Javon with the triple-double tonight. He was doing a little of everything for you tonight. Is this sort of the culmination of him this last couple, five? It's really the last eight games, I think, he's been really
good. I think Javon's been outstanding. And it just, you know, Kelly, it has taken time. Remember, he didn't play at Auburn. He played at junior college, was injured, never played at Auburn. Played at South Alabama, was good, and he was a good player there. But it's taken him time to adjust. And he's adjusted, and he's fit in, and he's taken off, and he's been a stud. He's been an absolute stud. Just really proud of Javon.
This is the first convenience store trip this year?
Second, because we went at Georgia State. We went, so this will be the first one in the ACC place. Good to go to the gas station. I told the guys, you know, my one of my bosses, Mr. Brad Strickland's here, and he's a CFO, so he's got the credit card. So we'll spend up big on the Georgia Tech Athletic Association's credit card but it's a good thing. I think everyone's okay with that. So yeah.
One last thing, we've all watched Syracuse forever. They played man to man tonight at one
I've
point.
I turned to Andy Dementor, who's our radio guy, who's a Syracuse grad. I said, have you ever seen they're playing? Of course, we never ever thought that. And I've never seen it before, them ever go to man. So that was a first. That was pretty incredible.
Congrats, Josh.
Okay, thanks, Kelly.